Joining me from Warren, Minnesota, the Executive Director of the Arts Council, Mara Hanel. November 1st was a grant application deadline that is passed, but money is still available through the Arts Council.
We do. We have our three programs, our Arts Legacy regular grants, so lots of people are applying into that application today. Our Arts Project grant, which is a little smaller grant of $3,000, and a few people are applying, few organizations or cities are applying there. And our arts equipment grant for schools, we're getting some schools to apply, but I'm a little hesitant to know whether all of them will come in today, Ron, like I thought. So we might extend that deadline if they don't, and make sure that we just kind of have a full pool. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
And our deadline, just in general, in case your listeners are panicked around this, we have a deadline today for those three programs, but the main two, the Arts Project Grants and the Arts Legacy, we also have our February 1st deadline. So people have time to talk with me about their late spring and summer projects or early fall and still have an application come in for February 1st.
Okay, don't panic. And again, contact Mara. She'll calm you down and it'll be just fine.
Yes, we will have money left for the February deadline, so it'll all be fine. Yep.
Okay, item two. Now, there's a big event coming up. It's involving someone named Lorraine Claussen. Tell me about that.
Yes, Lorraine Claussen is the third band artist that's part of our Arts Midwest Global Fest tour. So last year we had two bands, one from Israel at this time in the fall last year, and then in the spring, actually February, so late winter, we had a band from Quebec. So this is our third, and Lorraine Claussen comes from South Africa, and her music will be South African music, the culture of South Africa. And she joins us in Thief River Falls on Sunday for a nice little welcome reception for the key coordinating people. And then right into the school district in Thief River Falls at the middle school, Franklin, on Monday. And then on Tuesday, she'll come to Warren to do three residency workshops in Warren, and some area school districts are joining into Warren for that activity. And then Wednesday, she's back in Thief River to be at the high school with Challenger kids. They're going to be in the Lincoln Auditorium, all those little elementary kids hearing Lorraine and her band. And then at Northland in the afternoon, and then Thursday she has the high schoolers at Thief River Falls. So lots of residency workshops for kids moving through from area districts coming in for that. So it's a really exciting week. They have the day off on Veterans Day because we know how all our schools have their own programs on that Friday.
Right.
So the Lorraine Claussen Band will be off that day. And then back on Saturday for a community concert. So that's the big thing, to let your listening public know that on Saturday at 7 o'clock, November 12th, Lorraine will be giving a South African concert at Lincoln High School, and it's just $5 to attend per person. So we're hoping lots of people come.
To find out more, contact the Arts Council in Warren. Our third item this afternoon, Mara, deals with artists from Crookston.
Yes, we have a nice show just starting in Crookston. They will have their artwork up for about a month and a half right now, and their reception is on November 19th, a Saturday. And the Riverwalk Artist Gallery run celebrates 5 years right now. So that's a five-year celebration of having that gallery in the Riverwalk Mall with the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And our Crookston artists will be featured in our back gallery. And they include quite a few. There's like seven artists that'll be featured from the Crookston community. And there'll be some live music that day and just a real nice celebration on that Saturday, November 19th. I think it goes from 1 to 4, but we'll be sending out more information on that all the time now.
Very good.
It'll be some of the artists are Irene Birtles. She does a lot of wonderful drawings, pastel paintings. Trey Everett will be part of it. Courtney Olson with her paintings. Marty Newquist is a new artist. So, yeah, there's a nice group of artists that will be on display at our gallery space, and we're excited to showcase them and perhaps this Crookston artist feature will build into a couple of joint shows or solo exhibits into our show going into the next couple of years into our gallery.
Well, again, our topics today highlight how important the Arts Council is to Northwest Minnesota. They cover a 7-county area covering Kitson, Marshall, Norman, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Roseau counties. And I'll say it, Mara does a great job, and they provide services and events and performances that wouldn't be there if the Arts Council wasn't around. So again, we'll recap what we talked about, the application deadlines for aid from the Arts Council. There's a deadline today, but more money's available as the year goes on. We also talked about a very important residency and concert coming up in Thief River involving a musician, a singer, and performer from South Africa, Lorraine Claussen, and of course the artists who are working their magic in Crookston, and an anniversary celebration in East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery downtown.
Just to let your listeners know that next week Lorraine will be, hopefully, will be the interview. We have it lined up, so that'll be really nice to hear from her directly on our normal slot. So,
that's a nice surprise. Great. I love that.
I think that'll be really, really nice. And hey, you know, another little tidbit before we go.
Okay.
She is, I think I'm right on this, but did you listen to Graceland by Paul Simon?
Yes.
Lorraine is one of the main backup singers for Paul Simon on that CD, I think. Yeah, I think that one of the things that I read on her had that, and I'm just kind of excited to meet her, and maybe she'll sign her CD for me right now, her recent one, but also the Graceland one.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to our chat next Tuesday. That's great. So lots of things going on to find out more, much more about the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Check out their website at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. That's northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. They post our conversations on that website as well. Or give them a call. They're based in Warren, Minnesota. Contact Mara. Her phone number, area code 218-745-9111, 745-9111.